When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." My wife Jo and I had an incredible experience a couple weeks ago. Two great-grandsons, 4 and 6 years old, came to our home for their first sleepover with us. Everyone was excited about it. But when it came time to go to sleep at 10:30, don't tell their parents, it was supposed to be 9, feelings of insecurity started to settle in. Even though the boys were very familiar with our home, sleeping there was totally different. As they were getting ready to sleep, they heard every strange noise possible. The air conditioner starting up in the basement, the clock ticking above the piano, unexplained creaking sounds, sounds from outside the house. I sensed that we were on the verge of a request to go home. So, to change the subject, I got out my guitar and started to play some quiet music. And that worked for a full 2 minutes. They remembered that there were 2 books to be read. So they handed me the books and I sang the books, since I still have my guitar in hand. Well, that didn't help them get tired. And so we talked. We talked about sports. We talked about school starting up soon. We talked about our pets. And finally, about 11:30, I said again that it's time to go to sleep. So I took out the guitar again and I started playing And the lullaby that I was playing got slower and slower. And then I dropped my hand and I pretended I was asleep. And there was an amazing, beautiful moment of silence and calm. Both boys were sound asleep within a minute. At 8:15, the youngest woke up. He jumped on his brother and announced to everyone, "It's morning!" It was a great time. Jesus had spent most of his ministry on the Jewish side of the Sea of Galilee. He taught there, he preached there, he healed there, he did miracles there. But he did go to the other side, the Gentile side, the non-Jewish side. And people followed him there. But they didn't really like being there. They were uncomfortable. They didn't feel safe. It was dangerous there. They heard all types of strange sounds. There were sick people there. There were demons there. They didn't have the comfort and security of home on the other side. They didn't have lodging, except for a huge field of grass. They didn't have food. And Jesus fed more than 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And they had enough to eat, to be satisfied. And there were leftovers. When my great-grandsons woke up on that morning 2 weeks ago, they were ready for a new day. But they were no longer in a strange situation. They weren't alone. They were with their Nana and Papa. And a breakfast of pancakes and strawberries was on the way. But when the crowd of 5,000 plus people woke up on that ancient day after sleeping on the grass, after having their fill of fish and bread, Jesus was gone. They were still in a strange land. They really didn't like being there. And without Jesus as their teacher and provider of food, they were still disoriented. So they left that strange place and went back home to the other side. And they had one priority as they traveled back home, and that was to find Jesus. And when they found him, I can just hear that crowd chanting as they're approaching him, "More food, more food, more food." And then they debated with Jesus. "You fed us over on the Gentile side. How about feeding us right here at home? Just as Moses gave manna and you gave bread and fish, do it again." And can't you hear the crowd chanting, "Do it again, do it again, do it again." And so Jesus teaches the crowd with love and gentleness. This is how I'd paraphrase what Jesus was saying to the crowd that day. "You almost had it. You almost understood. You woke up, you felt insecure, you felt anxious, you were hungry, and you came looking for me. But it wasn't your bellies that were hungry. You didn't need pancakes and strawberries. Your hearts were hungry. And you did the right thing. You came looking for me. But you're home now. You're home. You can go to your homes and satisfy your physical hunger. What you really need from me, Jesus says, is spiritual food for your hungry hearts. When your belly's hungry, it growls for physical food. When your heart's hungry, it growls for spiritual food. Do you know what your heart growls for? Look inside yourself and examine your heart hunger. Anxiety, frustration, loneliness, sadness, grief, unfulfilled desires, discouragements, anything missing in your life, your heart is hungry. Your heart is aching for calm, for peace. Your heart is aching for kindness, gentleness. Your heart is aching for love. Your heart is aching for joy in life, for satisfaction, for fulfillment. Your heart cries out for hope. Your heart longs for God. And whether you realize it or not, your heart hungers for eternity. The bread, the fish, the manna, the pancakes, the strawberries, those were all temporary. The food that I give you, the love that I give you, says Jesus, is eternal. So you've come to the right place. I am the bread of life. Now, it's true, the crowd got it wrong. They asked the wrong questions. They were looking for the wrong kind of food. They misunderstood Jesus. They didn't believe that Jesus was God's son. They wanted signs. They wanted proof. But I want to give that crowd full credit today. Because what they did, they followed their hearts and they went looking for Jesus. When we come to Jesus, when Jesus comes to us, he looks to us and says, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right person. Jesus says to us, I am the bread of life. I am food for your hungry hearts. I am life for you. Now, being human means that our hearts are always hungry for something. We're always going to experience things like anxiety, frustration, loneliness, sadness, grief, unfulfilled desires, discouragement. Something is always missing in our lives. We're going to have heart hunger. It's being human. And that can sometimes be very painful. But there's good news today. God sent his son to satisfy, to feed our hungry hearts. Jesus is the bread of life for us now, for us today. Jesus is food for our hungry hearts. Here at worship, there's food for hungry hearts. The bread, the wine, the readings, the music, the prayers.
being together is food for us. The space itself is food for our hungry hearts. But this isn't the only place that we find the bread of God. God feeds us in our daily lives. God feeds us every place we are. Open your hearts in the days ahead to receive God's food in your homes, with your family, with your friends. Receive divine food in a diet of holy music and art, in nature, in a garden, in Bible reading, in devotions, in those amazing, beautiful moments of total silence and calm. Or in pancakes and strawberries. Seek to rest in God's heart. Taste and see the goodness of God. At the end of our reading today, we heard Jesus say, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry." Jesus is pointing here to eternity, where our hearts will never be hungry. We will be eternally satisfied in Him. And when we awake on the other side of this life, Jesus, the one who died for our salvation, will look to us and will say, "It's morning! It's morning forever." And our hearts will eternally be filled with God's love. Let us pray. Pray for all whose heart is hungry. Pray for those who are anxious. Pray for the lost and the lonely. Pray for those who are depressed, discouraged. Pray for those who grieve. Pray for those who are caught up in sin. Pray for those who are caught up in addiction. Pray for those who are caught up in war and violence. And right now, Jesus offers himself to the hearts of all of these children of God. And Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. I am your food for your hungry hearts." I am life for you.